Hi everyone, this is a message of hope and healing, and this is Barb again, and I am so thankful and so blessed to share this time with you today, to praise God, to understand that I am called to share His love with each one of you. Amen. Hey, I have some pretty exciting news. Josie, my daughter, who you know if you have been listening, and if not, I have a beautiful daughter, Josie, who in July of last year, 2024, the end of July, was diagnosed with stage 3 rectal cancer. And just this past week, she got her port out. So it is a real... what do you call it? A real mark, a real benchmark, again, of her healing, and that she would no longer need this port, according to her doctors, for treatments. And it is what we have been shown and known, that by the grace of God, that Josie is healed. So her getting her port out was pretty emotional. You would always see it under her skin there. You know, you would see it was raised up a little, and you would know that something was in there. And you would know that it was there for the purpose of delivering her what she needed to help her during this struggle, to get her what she needed to bring her through. And I remembered thinking about that port quite a bit in the beginning and now, and just that it, what was given her in this port was what she needed for what had to come into her to help her. And so it reminds me very much of it is not just any port in a storm. You need the port that will heal you. And that's not just any port. That is the port that anchors you, that tethers you during the rough times. You guys, that is Jesus Christ. And that gift is here for you. Go to the one who will anchor you, who will help you, who will be the port that you need in the rough times. I saw it. I lived it. And I'm here to share it with you. I'm here to testify that it is not just any port in a storm. Amen. I want to share with you today as well that I know a woman who lost her husband 3 months ago. And it was pretty sudden. And what I'm watching is a remarkable journey that she is on. It is one that is filled with a pain that is deep and that is real. And it is one that is filled with God, who is deep for her, who is realer, who is the healer for her. What I want to share with you, and what is so profound to me, is she is not keeping this pain on the outside. She is not inside in her home and keeping the pain on the outside door, that every time she tries to emerge, it's the first thing that she meets. It is the first thing she meets as she tries to step into her new world. No, she is receiving the pain on the inside. And as a result, the pain is real and it's intense, but in her, with this pain, is also her receiving everything that God has for her. And that is the help that is being shown to her. If the pain stays on the outside, the help stays on the outside. Amen. And so she is receiving all that God is giving her. And with the pain comes the help. And I am witnessing this miracle. I mean, It's embracing. It's embracing what God is giving her. And what I am watching is this pain is no longer defining her. In just a short matter of months, it is not defining her, but it is absolutely refining her. She is turning from being all about the loss to an appreciation for the gift that was given. The gift of her marriage, the gift of her love, the gift of the preciousness of this gift, which is why the loss can feel so painful. That turn, that slight turn in her understanding is, it is the reward for her faith. She is starting to come to a place now where God is making her aware, and as a result, she is accepting and feeling the appreciation for the gift of the help. The pain is not alone. The loss is not alone. She cannot experience the loss without being thankful now for the gifts, the gift of her husband and the gift of the people and the help that God is sending to her. It is so true. I feel like what this does is her arms are not wrapped totally around herself and she is not feeling bitter. It's not a regret. It's a loss. And that is very different. So her arms are starting to loosen from around herself where she feels just utter pain to being stretched out and finding a bit of balance as she walks this incredibly tough journey. She is understanding, you guys, that she didn't miss out on the gift of him, her husband, which is why she truly misses him. So she didn't throw away the gift that God gave her in all their time together. There's no regret. And that understanding, that profound, simple yet profound understanding is a reward for her faith. Amen. And thus, the more thankful she is, the stronger she is. I'm watching it. I'm seeing it because God has allowed me a place at the table to be a person that God is using or sending to witness to her during this time. And she and I were not close before. We were not in contact. And now I find myself being called and what I'm witnessing is amazing, and I get to share it with you in your struggles. That's powerful. The comfort that we have been given by God in our times of need is exactly what we're called to share with another. I am seeing God work so completely and strongly because she is allowing God in. She is recognizing the help that is also coming with her pain. So, just a reminder, okay? Josie got her poured out this week. And it hit me so strongly that it's not just any port in a storm. And that's what this woman, my friend, knows. So listen, follow the map. Your treasure is there. Maybe if you truly look at that treasure map and turn it just slightly, it's not an X that marks the spot, but it's a cross. And there you will find that which you seek. Amen. Let us pray together. Lord, we love you, and it is written that always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that's Ephesians 5:20, and it says it all, everything, praising you in everything. Because in our moments of need, we realize we are coming to an understanding that that's where what we need the most might fall from our hands. We pray to you that we clasp them together and that we hold on to the understanding that pain with the gift of your love can refine us and never define us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.